Acabado.
De permissão. Inspiração, né? De Gamal says, the sense of the Akiva died, 24,000 people. And the reason the Gemara says, they didn't respect each other. Shelo nagu kavod ze baze. The question is, what does it mean exactly? You don't give respect to somebody, then 24,000 people, Chachamim, says the Gemara, V'ya Olam Shamim. The Gemara said that those people, at the time of the Gezerah, of the Romans, talking about the destruction of Sekhem at Hamikdash. Rabbi Akiva was so-called the last descendant of the giants that we had after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And he started from scratch to rebuild scholars in Am Yisrael. He was able to collect and rebuild 24,000 people. Besides those people, there was nobody else. You know, the real scholars to have the continuation of Am Yisrael. So the Gemara, all of them died in Pesach and in Shavuot. Says the Gemara, by Olam Shamim. The Gemara, no more rabbis. The Gemara, he went to start all over again. And it started with five students, and from then on, we still have the Torah here. The Gemara says again, the reason they died, the 24,000, shouldn't go kavod ze baze. Very strange thing. It doesn't say in the Gemara they did something bad. Chas shalom. They did sins, lashon hara, avodah zara. They just did not give respect. It's very strange that this is the world, it's finished. Olam shavim, the Gemara says that after they died, the world was deserted. It's over. I says, you have Rabbi Akiva, and nobody else. Of course, they had a few people that knew, but not scholars, not to be able to be the guides, the superior Chachamim of Am Yisrael. Here comes Lag BaOmer, and it's all over. It's all over, like nothing happened. I says, was it? We didn't. Custom is not to shave, not to have parties. Until Lag BaOmer. After Lag BaOmer, what happened? What happened to the 24,000 people? They didn't die until Lag BaOmer. The one side, they died between Pesach and Shavuot. It's not over. Nevertheless, Lag BaOmer is over. How much is over? Like he said in his time. Somebody said Tachanun on Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came to Aryeh and told him, how come this guy is saying Tachanun on Lag BaOmer? We don't know exactly what happened on Lag BaOmer. The assumptions. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, maybe he died. Some other people say no, that he finished his learning, so called, maybe the Zohar. And it's all over now. Now it's no more mourning on the 24,000 people. You may shave. Ashkenazim may shave tomorrow night already. Our custom is Monday. This year, because Sunday is Lag BaOmer, or not disrespect the Shabbat. So Shulchan Aruch, Ashkenazim can do it on Friday, but really Friday, Thursday night, it's already Friday. That's what Rav Shach told me. So this is really Lag BaOmer. It's a very powerful thing. Darisid Rav Shmuel Yochai told him this chacham that said Tachanun, that says Anna on Lag BaOmer, he won't be able to live too long. And he died. What does it mean exactly? What a sin is this? What is a sin to say Tachanun and somebody's Yotze? So this is like one minute, this Motzei Shabbat. Millions of people go to, million of, they expect 1 million people to come to Shumba Yochai. And the question is, what is this power that he had? That Rabbi Shumba Yochai. So people go to his monument in Miron. They don't have many people in the Kotel. They don't have 1 million people in the Kotel. And Mashiach would have come. But they go to Rabbi Shumba Yochai. So what is this Rabbi Shumba Yochai about? What's the real accomplishment of Shumba Yochai? What's the real accomplishment? Because he wrote the Zohar? Maybe. Some Chachamim offer this. Tonight is really Pesach Sheni. It's really tonight. It was not today. It is today, it wasn't today. The custom people have to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Really, the matzah was eaten tonight, not today. Today it was just they took the sheep or the goat and they slaughtered it. And they roasted it if they want. But actually to eat is tonight. Like Pesach. The day before Pesach, we slaughtered the sheep, we slaughtered the goat. But we cannot eat it during the day. We eat it, let us say, at night. The matzah and the korban Pesach. Pesach is the same thing. Pesach Sheni is the same thing. Today, if we would have a tamidash today, we would slaughter during the day the sheep or the goat. But actually to eat the piece of meat is tonight. You can't have it during the day. You're not allowed to have it during the day. You didn't do the mitzvah. What about Sabbath Laila Azeh? Amatzitim Eroim Yechlu. The Torah says in the text, in Parashat Barotcha, that Hashem said that you have to eat the piece of meat of Pesach. And the matzah tonight. Pesach Sheni, this is Pesach Sheni. The Torah tells us a story. In the second year, they became out of Egypt. The Kaddish Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tista Lam Israel." They began to do the sacrifice of Pesach in the desert. The Torah tells us, Parashat Barotcha, that some people that weren't pure. So I asked, who were the people? And it doesn't matter who wore at the end, but Anachnos Mim LeNefesh Adam. Some people came to Moshe and told Moshe, we are not pure. Why? Because we touched a dead person. And that's the halacha. Halacha is if somebody touched a dead person in the cemetery, may not enter Bet HaMikdash, may not eat any holy food, but we call. And of course, he's not allowed to eat any part of the piece of meat from Korban Pesach. And since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do Korban Pesach, some people came to Moshe and said, we cannot do it, we can't participate. So what is your request? Lama nigara, lakim Korban Hashem mo'ado. I said, we would like to have like a second chance or something. What could we do? What could we do? The answer should have been very simple. What happened if you could not hear Shofar no Shoshana? You could not sit in Sukkah and Sukkot. You could not shake your love. So, there's no substitution. Day over. Vaz mano batel ko mano. So this is the time, it's called time of Essen. This is the time, you should do it. So, you couldn't, what can you do? Yeah. Listen, you touch a dead body, so you cannot eat anything from the sacrifice of Pesach. You cannot eat it, what should we do? He says, no, we would like to know what can we do. Why should we lose? What should we lose? So Moshe, this is one of the things Moshe did not know. Moshe said, I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, yes, there is a chance for those people, a second date, a month later, Yudalet Beyad was today. Those people that could not make it the first time, they can make it the second time. how powerful it is. There's a very special halacha about it. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added, somebody was away, somebody could make it. Even somebody deliberately did not do the first, still has a chance to do the second one. It's a very, very strange thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a second opportunity or second date for something. Somebody did not sit in the sukkah, can't sit a month later in the sukkah. Somebody did not fast in Yom Kippur, cannot do another Yom Kippur. Those people, doesn't say, they say they couldn't, you know. So Gemara says, make mitzvah, somebody died in the family. So they had to take care of the dead person. So it, of course, such a thing is called anus. I think it's called somebody could not make it, he could not make it. Hashem does not demand it from him. Nevertheless, they won't do it very much. And Moshe doesn't know what to do. It's one of the few things Moshe did not learn in Shamayim. It's very, very strange. Moshe did not learn in Shamayim. So Moshe spent in Shamayim 40 days and 40 nights to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another 80 days and 80 nights. This halacha he doesn't know. I mean, how come he don't know this? You know everything else. This he don't know. How come? What happened? He doesn't know. Here comes the Rambam, and it's the Halachot, and it's the Gemara. This is a very, very special mitzvah, Pesach Sheni. First of all, the Gemara says, it's Halachot and the Rambam, that you don't have to do Blikat Chametz. Such a Chametz, you know, Chas Shalom, Pesach, you can have Chametz in your possession. And not only you cannot have Chametz in your possession, you may not participate in the sheep, or to be nominated on the sheep. If somebody has chametz in his house, even if the shochet is, if they can, it's before Pesach. It's the day before Pesach. You cannot have after chatzot, after midday, you have chametz. You cannot have chametz. Chas v'shalom have it on the table, on the Leila Seder. And I said, can you imagine somebody sits in Leila Seder, and he's going to have matzah and maro, and a piece of meat of Korban Pesach, and he has a piece of bread on the table. Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to have it. So you're allowed to have chametz. Some people say, no, in your mouth you can have even crumbs. You can have the pita before, and I say they take a piece of meat with the matzah and the maror, and I say al achilat matzah, I say al achilat hazevach, al achilat hapesach, and you put it in your mouth and you eat it. It's very, very strange mitzvah. It's substitution. No, comes the Rambam says it's not a substitution. It's a regel b'fnei asmo, it's a special holiday. Special holiday, the halachot of Pesach that you learned before, it's not the same. You can have chametz on the table while you have it, and just everything. Abraham Kanivsky said you don't have to have 4 kosot, 4 cups of wine, Haggadah, nothing. Just have this little thing. The mitzvah, it's exactly the same like in the first date that you had. It's very strange. Another strange thing if you may say those words is Nashim Pturot Mipesach Sheni. It means like this. A man did not participate in the first date of Pesach, Yudalet Ben Nisan, Tetzvav Ben Nisan. He must participate in the second one. Ladies, no. They don't have to. It means like this. The lady went to a cemetery, or she was away, or something happened. She doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Doesn't have to do. And I says, if she wants to, she might participate, but she doesn't have to. Why she doesn't have to? Why she's not a human being? No, men have to. Ladies don't. Korban Pesach, everybody has to do Korban Pesach. On Tetzvav, Yud Aleph Nisan, a lady that said, I'm not doing Korban Pesach. I'm not doing it. It's correct, I should say. It's one of the mitzvot that Hashem gave us. It's called mitzvot aseh to do. And the punishment is the worst punishment. It's called karet. Hashem cuts neshama. The neshama vaporized. This is the neshama becomes air. Finished. Has shalom. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbat. Somebody eats chelet. Somebody does a sin. 36 sins a person can get karet. I said, Korban Pesach. Somebody deliberately will not do it, and will not do the second time also, on purpose. Just a lot of details. It's karet. It says in the Torah, in the Chreta, Torah says somebody doesn't do. He doesn't want to come to Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't put it. He says, listen, somebody doesn't want to put tefillin. It's not correct. No other mitzvah to say. The only mitzvah to say and Brit Milah. And those two things, Hashem said, if somebody doesn't do it, gets correct. The Shema vaporized. He says, how come? What happened? The Pesach Shini, that's the power. The power of Pesach Shini. Men have to do it. Ladies must do it. Right? Ladies have to do it. How come they don't have to do it? Special enough. Not really to understand what is this. What the Rambam says is this. It's a holiday by itself. Don't look backwards at Pesach and say, okay, this is something similar. It's not. It's a very special thing. So the Gemara says this holiday is Bizuchut Yosef HaTzadik. But it means like this, really. The Zohar says like this. Since the Gemara says Tfilat Shacharit that we pray is Keneged Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Meshkem Avraham Bavoker, says the Gemara, Shacharit is Avraham Avinu. Mincha says the Gemara, Vayitzei Yitzchak Lasuch Basadeh, Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Zchut of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Avraham first opened the gate in Shamayim, so it means in the morning, Yitzchak opened the gate in the afternoon. Tfilat Avit Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, this is Yaakov Avinu opened the gate in Shamayim for Arvit. So what is Musaf? Doesn't say the Gemara says. What is Musaf all about? This is all Musaf is Bizchut Yosef HaTzadik. Seirizim Echad HaChatat, when the Shabbat is not Seirizim. It's Bizchut Yosef. So what is Bizchut Yosef? You have Musaf. Says Dari, Musaf is a very powerful thing. Musaf is a abbreviation, Dari says. Stom piyot masilinu mekatrigenu. It says if you take the first letters of what we say, stom, Hashem closed, piyot, the mouth, masilinu, our prosecutors, mekatrigenu. Masilinu, the ones, the angels that try to tempt us, mekatrigenu, our prosecutors, stom, the first letter is samach, piyot is pay, masilinu is mem. So those four letters make the word Musaf. And Zari, the Musaf is very powerful. It closes the mouth of the bad angels. Yosef is good. Yosef HaTzadik says as well. Yosef, what's Yosef? What is Yosef? The Torah tells us that Am Yisrael before Har Sinai arrived to place the Fidim. This is the last stop before Har Sinai. Amalek arrived. Says the Gemara, why did Amalek arrive? He says, since we just left Egypt, and we say Naz Yashir, Azni Balu Lofei Edom, all the nations were scared of us. Here comes Amalek and started a war with us. Says the Gemara, prior to it, it says that we came to that place Refidim, there was no water. And then Am Yisrael came to Moshe, and Hashem told Moshe, go take your stick and hit the rock, and water came. And Torah says, listen, that place was named not Refidim, Masa Meriva, Al Nasotam, Bnei Israel, Kesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean tested? So the Gemara said, Am Yisrael told Moshe, you want to know if Hashem is inside us and he knows what's going on. And if he knows what's inside us and he knows what we think, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'avdenu, we worship him. So the Gemara, that happened in Refidim. And Am Yisrael tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you mean Hashem doesn't know? What do you think? What does it mean exactly? I think Moshe did not know what people think. Hashem only wanted to test Hashem. He went to Baba Sali. He went in front of Baba Sali. Baba Sali knew what you think. Because you have goyim to have it. They have goyim. But no, you go in front of them. They are Jews, not religious. They know how to do it also. Something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara said, well, Am Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu, he's Hashem inside us, and he knows what we're thinking, then we worship him. Otherwise, we're not going to worship him. Very strange thing. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, really the Torah says it. And the way it says in the Gemara, that's how the debate was. On the first Friday, Thursday night of Friday, Kadosh Baruch Hu called upon the angels. He says, I would like to discuss something with you. Nasei Adam Betzalmenu Kidmutenu. Let's create mankind. And says the Gemara, says the Zohar, that a lot of angels said, no, don't create, don't create. And Baruch Hu said to them, so what's going to be with the Torah? So this was chapter 8 in Tehillim. Matzech HaShmit, Na'otcha L'Shamayim. And just said, forget about that. Your glory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'otcha. Your glory should be on Shamayim. Should be on Shamayim. Nevertheless, the Torah says anyway, Avraham Elokim et Adam. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. The question is, what did the Torah want to teach us? Of course, the Gemara said, what's to teach us humbleness that he discussed with angels? What does he discuss with angels? What does that mean? The angels ask HaKadosh, the angels told him, don't create mankind. So HaKadosh ask you a question, says, don't create mankind. And then HaKadosh asks, so HaKadosh said, what's going to be with the Torah? He says, give us the Torah. Yes, Hashem did not. He says, what is really behind this? So the Torah tells us a story. Yosef was in jail and he had a dream. The butler and the baker had a dream and Yosef interpreted. And when they asked him, when he saw them, they're upset. Yosef asked him, why are you upset? And they said, we had a dream, but we don't have a dream, we don't know what the interpretation is. So he said, Hadol Elokim Pitronim Sapru Nari. They said, you know what? Hashem knows. So like we say, Bezat Hashem, maybe that's what it means on the surface. Hadol Elokim Pitronim. Sapruna, they tell me the dream, Yosef interpreted to them, and 2 weeks later, Yosef came out of jail because Paro had a dream. After Paro had a dream, Yosef came and interpreted. So after he finished the interpretation, and the interpretation was too simple to believe that no one else knows it. Well, remember that Paro in the dream, 7 cows, good ones standing next to the oar, and then 7 bad ones came out and ate them. And then another dream about wheat, stalks of wheat. And then you said, you know what's going to be? It's going to be 7 years of prosperity, and then the stock market will crash, and it'll be 7 bad years. So this is today's. After the night, Paro had a dream. So can you imagine? So Yosef comes and interpreted the dream. So Paro will say, okay, sounds good. Okay, let's wait now. Let's see. Let's see if it makes 7 years. I mean, the man is in jail. Yosef is in jail. He's in jail forever. And he said that interpretation. And of course, some people say that Paro had, according to one opinion, Paro had the interpretation in the dream also. But just on the surface, this is Paro said, you know what? You're right, 100%. Then the Torah tells his servants, did you ever see a person? Asher Ruach Elokim bo. But you say, Funish means it's Navi. What's Navi? What means Navi? That's too simple. So what does it mean? It means maybe he was able to see something, to know something that nobody else knew. It's too simple. How are you convinced? Are you convinced? And then he made him to be the king in Egypt. And 8 years, Yosef was the king in Egypt. Why? Because he interpreted the dream. So he was in Mekubal, so he gave him a donation, send him back to Yeshiva. So at least you become the president, can you imagine? The president has a bad dream. He gets up in the morning, so he's going to call somebody, says, the president, this is the, okay, come, you're the president of the United States. Egypt was much bigger than the United States those days. So because Yosef does not interpret the dream, the finish, he's a slave, he's a Jew, all the bad things. The butler told Paro, this man is the lowlife. He's a Jewish, he's a slave. He was a slave, he was sold to be a slave. He says, what is this? Pharaoh said, forget about it. Take him, put him, make him the biggest guy in Egypt. What's really behind it? The Zohar said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered inside him. This is really the goal in our life. The person should feel Ruach Kodshecha Al Tikach Mimenu. He says, don't take from inside us your holy wind. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. This is what he discussed with the angels. Should I create mankind? Betzalmenu Kidmutenu. He says, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to go inside this person. This is the neshama. Eipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. Ma'ane nafach, ma'ane yedeh nafach. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew him inside mankind himself. Actually, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, you know, Am Yisrael did the golden calf. Can you imagine? You know? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. Moshe was in Shamayim. And he tells Moshe, go downstairs. I'm going to kill everybody. Ve'echal Moshe, Moshe, pray to Hashem. Hashem said, I'm going to kill everybody. V'sot chalegoy gadol. If you want to imagine it, it's very strange. Can you imagine somebody comes home and go tells his father, you're not my father anymore. He says, oh, who is your father? He takes out a statue. We went to Chinatown, they bought a statue. He says, this is my father. Who kissed the statue? The father said, hold on, who is the psychiatrist? Psychiatrist of the school. The boy is an idiot. The boy is an idiot. He's not Avodah Zarah. I mean, if you want to go back down to Avodah Zarah, they said, you know. He said, Ele Eloheich Yisrael Shaloch HaMeretz Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael had a golden cap. He says, this is one took us out of Egypt. I said, what do you mean? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people? Hashem is upset. Hashem is upset. They have to take Pozak. He says, the idiots. The people are idiots. Why Hashem is so upset? Why Hashem is so upset? There's something wrong with the brain of the people. אז אבא דוס הרי שמור לכם בקצת לבבכם, זה נשמע ישראל. אתם אתם נעים הכי משתכם ביתם למחרה, השם בכם, יצר את השמיים, ואתם מהרה מעל ארץ התחורה. So what is it all about? What is it all about? It's silly. Of course it's יצר הרע, the Gemara says, it's יצר הרע. Okay. It has to have something to make Hashem is so upset. So the Rambam said, you have to understand how the body of the person is built, is that what it's built? It says the heart of the person has some kind of halo around it. So either you fill it up with Torah, or it can be filled with nonsense. There's no gray area. It is a black or white. It says what it means like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot dwell in a place that's not pure, or in a place that people don't want him. The Gemara tells us that Menashe was a king, and he decided to put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. He had such a high neshama, and when he put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim, he saw the Shekhinah move. So then he went outside, and he made a statue with four faces. Then the Gemara says, Hashem said, ah, you don't want me here? Okay, I'm moving out. Hashem moved out of Beit HaMikdash. Hashem does not want to impose on a person that he wants to be inside him. You don't want him, Hashem goes out. So how do you do it? He said, go to a cemetery. Go to a cemetery, Hashem vaporizes. Hashem is not in the cemetery. So this is what the Torah says. The Torah says that the person has to go through a procedure to purify himself after he touched the person or he went to a cemetery. I said, but the Kohanim are not allowed to go to a cemetery. What do you mean they cannot Kohanim? What's the problem? Even let's say that you have to go through a procedure to purify yourself. Okay, so they'll go through a procedure. He wants to go to a funeral. His uncle's, brother-in-law's, mother, cousins of the dog. So, he wants to go to a funeral. Can go. Can go to a Kohen. What's the problem with the Kohen? He says, don't understand. A Kohen, he says, Kinezer. He says, Kohen has a Kadosh Baruch Hu on top of him. It's higher than anybody else because we didn't participate in the golden calf. So what does it have to do with anything? You understand? The golden calf was one thing, like Menashe and Beit HaMikdash. So we say, this is God. Hashem says, oh, you don't want me. Oh, you don't want me, there's no reason for you to be here. It's not punishment. You don't keep the mitzvot. It's not a punishment that Hashem Chas Shalom kills somebody. It means Hashem vaporized. He kills altogether of the person. The person is dead. It's not a punishment. He says, either you want me inside you, or you don't want me inside you. You don't want me inside you. I can leave. I leave. I said, the guy said, who is so healthy, he was so good, he looked so good, he's strong, was never healthy, never sick, everything. What happened? What happened? So the doctor said, a heart attack, a stroke, it means nothing. What it means is Hashem flew out. That's what it means. That actually, it says in the Torah clear. That's exactly what was the scene of the golden calf. It wasn't a scene because we bow down to God. That's why I said, this is God. This is silly. And we tell Hashem, we don't want you. I say, you don't want you. Okay, fine, no problem. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's the case, forget about it. Forget about it. They come to Chachamim, come to Gemara, and says, you know, Hashem told Moshe, make a Mishkan. Make a Mishkan. So, the Gemara says, kapara on the Egel. How's the kapara on the Egel? Because you build a Bet Knesset. Says the Zohar, I'll tell you what it is. In the Mishkan, the whole Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edut. It's the center, it's called the holiest of the holiest. In the desert, and then in Yerushalayim, where the Torah was. Says the Zohar, I'll tell you what it is. Israel v'kud shabrichu v'oray kachadu. It means like this. When you learn Torah, says the Gemara, it goes inside you. Goes inside you means Hashem goes inside. So when you do the mitzvot and you study Torah, this is the power. The Gemara says, "Achash b'roshoy yasuk b'Torah." Somebody has a headache, he's to learn Torah. What is this? What is this? People think it's like a joke. A joke. It says the Gemara, you don't tell what it is. A person says the Gemara, before he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants the food to go inside him, he should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants the bread Torah to go inside him. Because when you study Torah, Hashem goes inside you. Here comes the Gemara and says, look, the Torah says in the text, V'asur l'migdash, v'shachanti b'tocham, al tomah b'tocho, ela b'tocham, b'toch kol echad v'echad. Says the Gemara clearly. Says, I'm inside the golden calf, and here's the kapara. What is your kapara? The Mishkan. How the Mishkan is the kapara? How is the kapara? Somebody did Avodah Zarah, and then, you know, first he went to the church, and then he goes and builds the Knesset for him. No, you don't understand. When we did the golden calf, what we only told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want you inside us. That's what he said. He said, you don't want me inside you? So Moshe, I'm going to kill them. Moshe prayed. He said, you know what happened? After Moshe prayed, Hashem gave him the tablets. He says, Moshe broke the first tablet. He says, Moshe, why did you break it? You know, this is priceless. He says, you don't understand. The power of the Torah is one thing. That via the Torah, Hashem penetrates inside us. And that's what really what the angel told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't create mankind. You want to create him as a robot. Hashem says, no. I'm going to enter this person. I'm going to be inside him. Al mafter al betoch halev. Betoch halev. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be inside this guy? He doesn't want you. Hashem says, you know what? I'll give the Torah. While they're learning Torah, then I go inside them. This was the purpose of creation mankind, that Hashem should go inside him. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. I felt Hashem went inside me. This is the goal. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Go tell them, build the Mishkan. He says, Kuli Shechir Yidveni Libo, from your heart you have to give the donation. I say, well, not from the donation. I give the donation from my pocket. No. He says, the Rambam, you should know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters, it stays in your heart. It stays in your heart. He says, in Avodah Zarah is in your heart. He says, what does it mean, Avodah Zarah? Lo tatu achel levavchem. He says, lo minut Avodah Zarah. He says, what do you mean? What's Avodah Zarah mean? Avodah Zarah means you don't want Hashem. That's Avodah Zarah mean. So he doesn't want him. You don't want him. He says, you kaparize, you want him. Let's Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, build the Mishkan. Build it. Let's see who wants to build the Mishkan. This was the test. If whoever is going to build the Mishkan. He's going to build the Mishkan. He said, this shows that you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu back inside you. Why? Because that's the purpose of the Mishkan. V'shachanti b'tocham, b'toch kol echad v'echad. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, via the Torah that you have inside the Mishkan, via the Torah, I will go back inside you. This is what the Zohar says. That we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one unit. What do you mean one unit? What does it mean one unit? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes inside you. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created mankind. That's what the angel said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be with the Torah? Hashem said, don't worry about the Torah. I'll give the Torah to Am Israel. And then the angels understood it, said, Hashem Adonai Adonai Ma'adish Mecha B'chol Aretz. I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. This is the key. So without the Torah, that's what it means. Without the Torah, it means you don't want Kadosh Baruch Hu inside. That's the Navi says, that's the Gemara explaining that Yeshua, before he was ready to fight Yericho, often an angel came with the sword, and Yeshua asked him, what do you want from me? So, and then he says, how come we didn't study Torah? So, what has to do with Torah now? It's before the war. He says, either you study Torah or you're dead. I says, well, what did I do? You don't understand. Without the Torah, Hashem is not inside you. It means you don't want Hashem. That's the problem. That's the Gemara says, if you waste your time, it's not the sin you waste the time. If you don't do something holy, that means you don't want Hashem. Because via the Torah that you learn, you keep Hashem inside you. That's the goal in life. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu was so upset from Israel, they got to Rephidim. And they said, is Hashem inside us? Hashem is not. Is Hashem bekirbenu? Is Hashem inside us? I says, what is Hashem inside you? But it means, you don't want Hashem, you don't understand the whole purpose of life. It's Amalek is coming. Why? Because you tested to see if Hashem is inside you. It says that's the whole goal in life. You should feel Hashem inside you. And that was the accomplishment of Shem Bayochai. It says in the song of Shem Bayochai, we say, Naseh Adam Neimar Ba'avurecha. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he said to the angels, Naseh Adam, when he discussed it with the angels, let's create mankind. The song was written by Bibu Kubal. Ne'emar ba'avorech Hashem meant you, Rabbi Shimon Baruch. What do you mean? Because Hashem did not discuss the angels, should we create a man? No. Hashem discussed with the angels, should I make this person and let me go inside him? Mesharamti betocham, betoch kol echad ve'echad. So the song said, Ne'emar ba'avorech Yo, Rabbi Shimon Baruch. Rabbi Shimon Baruch said about himself, he said, I felt that Hashem goes inside me. This is the time after the destruction of Satan by Hamikdash. Hashem vaporized completely. Torah mitoch atcha, says the Gemara, the sixth parasha, im chukotai telechu shetiyu amelim b'torah. So you read, it's a good brachot in the beginning of the parasha, and chas v'shalom, the Torah says, v'im lo tishmu li, if you don't listen, shelo tiyu amelim b'torah. And it says, let chas v'shalom, all these curses. What do you mean all these curses? What did I do already? I said, listen, you didn't try harder. He says, my name is not Avis. What do you mean I didn't try harder? What do you mean I didn't try harder? He says, the Torah says, all the curses will come because you didn't try harder? He says, you don't understand. He says, come on. So he said, let me explain you something. When you try harder, you show you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside you. If you don't try harder, it means I don't care. Because if you don't study Torah and you don't study it harder, Hashem will not penetrate inside you. The purpose of Hashem says he died. He didn't die. Hashem just pulled himself out. He didn't die. And somebody went to the hospital. His father was sick. I said, doctor, how's my father doing? He said, well, not so bad. He looks good. He lies in bed. One problem. He doesn't breathe anymore. What happened? Hashem vaporized. To keep Hashem inside us. This is Chadish Melike Kedem. Like in the before, what it means, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to stay inside us, not to leave us. That's what Paro told his servants. See, this guy Yosef is nothing. But Yosef said, Aloy Elokim Pitronim Sapruna Ali, he told the baker and the butler, he says, it's for my Hashem. Shechina Medaber Bitor Grono. Says the Gemara, Yosef, well, he was in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar asked him, I want a coffee. So Potiphar saw that Yosef said, I said, coffee in his hand. He said, no, I want Coca-Cola. The Gemara says, Potiphar saw Yosef saying, nope, it's Coca-Cola. Didn't go to the refrigerator. The Yara Adonav, the Torah says, Ki Hashem, says, Takot Bachor is with him. I said, what was Yosef? He says, Shekhinah was inside him. It was Yosef. Shekhinah was inside him. As the Gemara says, Em Rabbi Yanos, so Yosef. So what do you mean Yosef? Yosef told the lady, the married lady, listen, I'm not touching you, I'm not going with you, I'm not talking to you. He says, why? Because Hashem is inside me. Hashem is inside me. She told the lady, this is Olam Haba. She said, to be Olam Haba, Hashem has to be inside me. I'm not doing it. So Joseph felt it. Joseph felt it. Joseph had it. And that's when he interpreted the dream to Paro. Paro heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking from inside him. And this is what the Torah says in the text. The Torah says, did you ever see a person, Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo, inside him? But when he told me the interpretation, went inside my ear. Went inside my ear, because it's not Yosef. Shechinah never told me. Hashem speaks from inside me. Ma'an HaBet Yosef wrote Shulchan Aruch. He said, I didn't write Shulchan Aruch. It was an angel inside my throat. Told me, write this halacha, write this halacha. For us, this is the halacha. Sefer Ashkenazim is a Rama in Krakow, in Poland. He wrote, no, we are Minhag Yisrael. Okay, you're Minhag Yisrael Chabot. But I wrote the Shulchan Aruch Sefer Bet Yosef because I had an angel inside me. Because Shivim Panim LaTorah, there's avenues to the Torah. You can do this, you can do that. All of them are right. But you know, the book Shulchan Aruch that we had, it's from Hashem. It's not from the rest of Karo. Angel was inside. Yosef, Hashem was inside. That's the power of Hashem. This is really what the Torah tells us. You have a limba Torah. It says you have to work very hard. It says you have to, can't take it easy. Because taking it easy, not taking it easy, it's not easy. It means how much you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be inside you. So you don't want it to be inside you, here comes the curses. What do you mean you didn't study? No, I had to go here, waiting here, this, option, go over there, bar mitzvah, all his life is wasting. I said, you don't understand. When you don't study Torah, you're dead. That's Rabbi Akiva told Pappus. That's Rabbi Akiva told Pappus. Pappus met Rabbi Akiva and said, what are you doing in your kitchen? What do you teach? What do you have to teach? He said, the Romans will tell you. So Rabbi Akiva said, listen, I won't tell you a story. Once the fox was walking on the shore of the river, and he told the fish, come outside. And the fish said, what are you talking about? We're afraid in the water. Yeah, you should come off shore. And Rabbi Akiva said to Pappus, you don't understand. Without Torah, we're dead. Why are you dead? He said, Kiyem Chayinu Baruch Hamini Mesei, in the Tefillah. What do you mean? What do you mean? This is my life. It's not your life. No, it's not life. It's okay. He gets up for next. 4 o'clock. 3:30 every day. He says, what do you mean it's your life? You understand? The Torah means like this. Via the Torah, Hashem goes inside you. That's why you're alive. Without the Torah, you're dead. That's what you say. That's what I'm working about to Pappus. The book is called Melech HaKavod. Me is the Melech HaKavod. That's the Mizmor. That's the biggest Mizmor. It's Rosh Hashanah, if you know. The book is called Me is the Melech HaKavod. Me was the Melech HaKavod. Hashem is the Melech HaKavod. It's Ella. So, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Chole Kavod Liriyav. I say, respect is the first thing. If somebody has respect, to see if he has Hashem inside him, he imitates Hashem. I really say, you can say, if you're not Chanun, Hashem will not dwell in somebody that doesn't give respect. Eventually, Hashem vaporizes. Hashem gives respect. Hashem is called the King of Respect. You see 24,000 people with all the respect. The big Talmidei Chachamim, Sunt Rabbi Akiva, if you don't give respect to each other, it's not a punishment. It's Hashem pulled himself out of you. Not a punishment. Hashem just walked away. Like somebody goes to the cemetery, Hashem goes away. I says, Yosef HaTzadik. I says, Musaf, it's Keneged Yosef. I says, what's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh of the Moadim? He says, Keneged Tumat Migdash V'Kodashav. He says, Kapara. Somebody went to Bet HaMigdash, was Tameh. When he said Tameh, it means you pushed the Kadosh Baruch Hu away. This is the first Mishnah. As the Shas starts. ומתי קוראים שמה בערבית? שהקודמים נכנסים לאכול בתרומתן. זאת אומרת, כהנים טמאים. כהנים טמאים. אז זה יישא שמה ישראל. וקודמים שנעשה את זה, יישא שמה ישראל. When the כהנים go to purify themselves, they weren't pure. And now they have to go to mikveh. And now they can eat the תרומה. This is what it is. Why don't you say, when you say שמה ישראל? When you say three stars? I look at the calendar. He says, no. The Mishnah starts with this concept of purify yourself. He says, Shema Yisrael is Okvalt Ol Machul Shamayim. Shema Yisrael means, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my king, the yoke of Hashem. He says, when you accept the yoke of Hashem? Look, the Kohanim. What the Kohanim? Kohanim did not participate in the golden calf. Because what? Because they wanted Hashem to be inside them. That's what it means. When Moshe came down from Shamayim, he says, golden calf, golden calf, golden calf. So, Mil Hashem Elai. What do you mean, Mil Hashem Elai? What do you mean? Who is for Hashem? No, who wants to keep Hashem inside? Those people don't want Hashem inside them. That's what he said, this is the God that took me out of Egypt. Those Kohanim have Hashem inside them all the time. So those Kohanim, it became Tmeim. Why? Because somebody died in the family. Pesach Sheni. Ah, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is like this. I see some people came to Moshe. I said, listen, Moshe, we were busy with dead people, but permitted people, dead people. So one of the families of the Gemara, it's called Met Mitzvah. Somebody, one of the seven relatives, the coin is allowed to go to the cemetery. It's obligated, not only the law, he has to go. Cannot be bigger tzaddik. So I'm not going to my parents' family funeral because I'm a coin. The Gemara said the Kohanim takes the coin and pushes him on the dead body. You have to do it. I said, that's Pesach Sheni. You know, Pesach Sheni means this. Those people came to Moshe. This Moshe don't understand. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do Korban Pesach. No, Korban Pesach was all about. He says, we used to worship Avodah Zarah. Moshe said, Mishchu, Kul Lachem, Hashem told him. Mishchu, Kul Lachem, Tzolim, Shpachotachem, Mishachatu, HaPasach. Moshe came down to Egypt. He told them, Israel, listen, get ready. He said, what do I have to do? He says, Mishchu, Yedechem, Avodah Zarah. First, don't do Avodah Zarah. Then go purchase the sheep and slaughter. Tie to your bed and slaughter. What is it? To show that you want Hashem inside you. So don't have this picture or this statue in your house of Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah means you don't want Hashem. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's a statement. I don't want God inside me. I don't want Him inside. The opposite is called Kiddush Hashem. The opposite is called Korban Pesach. It says, buy a Korban Pesach, that's what Hashem tells you. Eat it, eat it. The Gemara said, when you eat Korban Pesach, that's what goes. Go inside you. Akadosh Baruch Hu goes inside you, buy the food. Buy the matzah, buy the Pesach, buy the maor. Those people came to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, we want to show Akadosh Baruch Hu that you want Him inside. What happened? We were tmeim. We couldn't have it. So, we don't want to miss the opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the whole thing is either you want Him or you don't want Him. Look what happened. In Rephidim, we say we don't want Him. In Egypt, we say we don't want Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to come on Pesach. I said, we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want Him. I said, you know what? This I never learned. This I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you know I didn't learn. Because this is the very highest level. The person expects and wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go inside him. Let me ask him. Hashem said, you know what? True. Pesach Sheni says, Ramam, it's another holiday. Bizchut Yosef HaTzadik. Because that's what Yosef HaTzadik was about. Yosef HaTzadik was about, he wanted Hashem to go inside him. It's the purity, it's called Yosef HaTzadik. It's called Enachem. Watch your eyes, watch your thoughts, watch where you go. Because if you go someplace, Hashem vaporized. You do something wrong, Hashem vaporized. Yosef went always told Hashem inside him. That's why in the coffin of Yosef was going next to the Ruchot. I said, the Goyim asked, what is those two boxes go in front of Am Israel? I said, one is the Luchot, and one was Yosef. He says, Kiem Zeb Shkitub Baze. I said, Yosef kept it. So what kept it? What does it mean? He says, no, you don't understand. Yosef kept the Torah. He says, Shamar Shabbat. Brothers did not keep Shabbat. Yosef kept Shabbat, says the Gemara. He says, what do you mean? When you keep Shabbat, when you keep the mitzvot, it means you want Hashem to stay inside you. Isha Shavuah Halukimbo. The whole accomplishment of Yosef that Hashem was inside him. That's what Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar. Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar that I felt like HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered me. He says, what is it? He says, this is the goal in life. Ne'aseh Adam Ne'amar Ba'avorecha. He says, that was the person to know that Hashem is inside him. This is the purpose of the Mishkan, the Knesset, that you go inside, it means Hashem goes inside you. Hashem wants to see if you want Him to be inside you. So if you don't keep the mitzvot and you don't keep the halachot, it's not the halacha. It means you tell God, I don't want you inside me. So the Gemara says, if you don't study Torah, Chas Shalom Sadi. So the Gemara says, Torah magna ben beidna ben shalom beidna. Says the Gemara, Torah protects you all the time. While you're learning, only not if it's enough learning. So what does it mean? It's a special thing, you know, Torah. It's not a special thing, it's very simple. When you learn Torah, it means Hashem is inside you. Hashem inside you, nothing can happen. I said, you have a headache. No, I have it. Then you study Torah. The Hashem goes inside you. Hashem goes inside you. He fixes it. He fixes it because He's inside you. Hashem does not want to have a headache. Hashem goes inside you. So that's the whole purpose in life. As a person has to know that he wants to keep Hashem inside him. That's to study Torah, to keep the mitzvot. That's what Hashem gave us. It's called Pesach Sheni. It's called Shavua Hod. It's like started the week of glory. That's exactly what the angels told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keep your glory in Shamayim. Keep your glory in Shamayim.
So exactly, as it, you know, we have Sfirat HaOmer. What Sfirat HaOmer is that people did not give respect to each other. It means you don't want to. Hashem cannot be around you. If you don't respect people, Hashem is not around you. He's not around you. They died. 24,000 died. Says Lag BaOmer is a cut-off date. We don't know exactly what happened with Lag BaOmer. Rav Shlomo Chai died. He accomplished. He died. He was saying the last word in his life. He said Chaim. He said Chaim Adonam. Chaim Adonam, send us to Tehillim. The last Shira Malo, Chaim Adonam. Oh, he finished the Zohar. He says, no, look what happened to him. Look what happened. In 12 years, he's under the sand. Study Torah. What does it mean? What does it mean? That's what Mishnah said. You have to study Torah and study and study and study and study. He says, that to show that you want Hashem inside you. He says, the accomplishment of Rav Shlomo Yochai was that Hashem is inside him. He says, okay, so it means you want Hashem back. I says, this is the kapara of 24,000. 24,000 people did not want Hashem to be inside them. Because if you don't give respect, it means Hashem leaves. To me, it didn't respect somebody. It's called Melech HaKavod. So the cut-off date of the Sefirat HaOmer is like Baromer. What happened like Baromer? He says, like what you don't understand. Like Baromer, Baromer was able to fix the disrespect of those people, or to fix so-called the will of those people that did not want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be inside them. This is an obligation of the midot, as Chachamim say. The midot of the person. The person has to have good midot, good habits. If Hashem, somebody has no good midot, Hashem is not going to dwell inside him. Hashem cannot be in a place. It's not pure. It's not clean. And if the people around have bad habits. This was the accomplishment of Shomer Chai. This is comply with Pesach Sheni. Let's comply with Sefirat HaOmer. Let's comply with the purpose of life. We have to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to go inside us. Mashiach Shamor Aminam.